you remember what she's called? Mm-mm. What about the male?
A boar.
Mm-hmm. Was that word nice to use?
Mm-hmm.
Say if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, you'd say you were going to...
Cut him.
Uh-huh. Any other terms?
Castrate.
Uh-huh. And then he would be called...
I don't know.
Okay. The stiff hairs that a hog has on its back?
Bristles.
And the big teeth?
Tusks.
And what you put the food in for the hog?
Trough.
And if you had three or four of those, you'd say you had three or four?
Troughs.
And what would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
A wild boar. Wild pig.
What about those kinds that they got the long snout and they're kind of skinny and long-legged?
Piney wood rooters.
Uh-huh. Did they live out in the woods?
Uh-huh. Or,
uh-huh. So it's a kind of a wild hog?
Yeah.
The noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, you'd say the calf began to...
Bowl.
Okay. What about the cow?
Low.
And a horse?
Nay.
Or the gentle sound that a horse makes?
Nay.
Uh-huh.
Whinny.
Huh?
Whinny.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear people call cows to get them in out of the pasture?
Mm-hmm.
How would they do that?
I don't know. They do it in different ways.
Do you remember any special?
No, Daddy used to call him, but I don't even remember what he did. It was kind of a high sound.
Uh-huh.
That's about all I remember.
Do you ever hear a co-inch or Sioux cow?
No, I've heard Daddy say that.
Say what?
Sioux cow.
Uh-huh. What would you say to call a calf? Did you ever hear him do that?
Uh-uh.
And to get a cow to stand still so you could milk her?
Put shackles on her.
Uh-huh. Would you tell her anything to get her to stand still?
No.
Did y'all have, did y'all milk by hand, or I guess you had?
Uh-huh.
How many cows did you have?
I really don't know. He had, I guess, about 5 cows on each side. And probably he milked about 20 in all.
All by hand?
Uh-huh.
Gosh.
But he had, you know, a colored man that did the milking. Daddy did that more or less as a sideline. He kept his farm, but his main interest was the Ford agency.
Mm-hmm.
And he sold appliances too in one of his buildings. And he liked to tinker with machinery.
Mm-hmm.
So when he sold tractors. And farm implements. And of course, he had all of those he could play with and work on and run. So he did this more or less because this was what he enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was growing up, the screwworm was real bad in this area, and he had a herd of beef cattle when he quit dairying.
Mm-hmm.
And the screwworm wiped out the herd. So he sold out what he had left. They were terrible back in that day before they found out how to control screwworm.
Mm-hmm.
So this was when he quit fooling the cattle.
Mm. Did you ever, I know you said you don't like horses much, but did you ever hear people call horses to get them in out of the pasture?
No. We had one horse.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't come when it was called, so we didn't ever call it.
Uh-huh. What would you tell a mule or horse?